Okay, good morning. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. I did something in this year unique. I don't think I ever did before. The year this week was, tonight is the graduation of the Yeshiva's High School, the Masifta. And over Shabbos, they have this program, beautiful program, the graduation Shabbos. And they invite the parents, especially the ones from out of town, to come to the shir. It's in the actual brochure, the Yeshiva prints. So I decided on this topic. Really, I was going to give it a week ago, but due to other circumstances, we pushed it off. But the name of the topic being marijuana in halacha, the dangers of a woke world embracing weed. Sounds like quite a provocative topic. And especially that's going to be printed in the yeshiva's brochure of what we're having as a shir Sunday morning. I was a little nervous about it. So instead, the title of the shir that was printed in the brochure was Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Rebellious Child. But all paths lead to this room. Whether you came to the shir to hear marijuana and halacha, or you came to the shir to hear about Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Rebellious Child, you've come to the right place. Now let me further expand, just to even give a shir talking about marijuana and halacha, some might say is a little bit taboo. There are certain topics that people are uncomfortable, especially in the firm world, discussing in public. And I came across a wonderful sefer. There's a posek, a rav in Chicago of Zev Cohn, recently came out with a sefer, Shal Shuvah Shemen Zayin Zach. And in the sefer, he does bury it in the back of the sefer. It's the last shir in the sefer. But he does have a shir in the Isser of marijuana. And he spends a lot of time, the beginning of his tshuva, of his shir, defending how could he give a shir in this topic. Again, it's taboo. People don't talk about it. And he writes that he asked the shayla to three gedolim, Rav Avram Chaim Levine Zetzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tel Chicago, Yibadal Chaim, Rav Yitzchak Feigelstock, his Rebbe in Rosh Yeshiva of Long Beach, and the Mashkiach, also Shevar Refush Lema, Rav Matas Yelo Solomon. And they all encouraged him, that's an important topic to talk about in the firm world. This is not something we should sweep under the carpet. This is not something we should limit to private discussion. It's something that's so big that it bears debating it, talking about it in the public domain. And really, this sefer came out recently. The sefer probably was given a few years ago, but we're living in such a fast-paced, crazy, this woke world that things are changing in moments of time. Even something with a shir given 2 years ago on this topic, it's a kavachomer, ben benoshel kavachomer, that today there's even more of a need to do it. Because it's such a machala that's spreading everywhere. And let me give you an example, go through a few stats of how dangerous marijuana is spreading in the general world. I went through the numbers. I counted them one by one. Right now in our great country, there are 31 states that have decriminalized marijuana. 31 states. what used to be an automatic arrest, you catch a guy with weed, no longer is so. 31 states, the majority of America, I'm not even counting D.C., which is, make it 32. Hopefully it won't be a state. But 31 states, okay, all of them, I see Ed is missing, but there's some chiluk in American law between decriminalizing something and making it officially legal. So it's only officially legal right now in 17 states. But it's decriminalized, you're not going to be punished for it in 31 states. Huh? Including New Jersey and Lakewood. And it's quite scary. Fact, I saw articles that, and, you know, fortunately today they're swearing in a new government in, in the state of Israel. And there is already talk before this new government. I saw an article from months ago about legalizing it there too. Once in America it's legal, in Canada it's legal, Israel is also going to be legal probably soon. Which obviously makes for, you know, what happens, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky would say it, what happens by the Goyim, you can't think that we're so sheltered. Rabbi Yaakov made this statement when he was living in this small little, you know, escape called Muncie back in the day. Rabbi Yaakov made a statement that what happens by the Goyim affects the Yidden. It's so much more so today. And thus, this is something we have to deal with. To realize how bad it's growing in America. There are stats. I found the Wall Street Journal article. About 15 years ago, the amount of Americans who experimented and used marijuana was 10%. 10% of Americans use marijuana. Already 5 years ago, that number jumped to 15%. And this is even before all the states keep rolling in their heterim. But the even scarier chart, scarier numbers, is that the heavy usage of marijuana, whichever cheshbon they have, what's considered heavy usage, those numbers are exploding. So it's not just the fact that more people are doing it, but more people are doing it in a very intense way. They're not just having one or two a month. They're using it quite heavily. Now with that, you know, you could bring up the experts, the medical data. You know, it's funny. With some things, you know, American society today, especially, you know, post-COVID, there's probably people take things they hear from the CDC with a grain or two or three of salt. And you hear medical authorities flip-flopping on different ideas. And it probably, you know, we have some professionals here, it probably has degraded the respect, the authority of the institutions, this whole episode post-COVID. But marijuana has been something that's been studied for decades. For decades. Okay, there are new studies that come out, but when you hear medical data about it, it's not something you just, Fauci doesn't know what he's talking about. No, this is something that's been studied by doctors, by professionals, for decades upon decades. It's not something new. The effects of marijuana are quite bad and dangerous. And, okay, you could debate different areas, you know, how much it affects heart disease, lungs, the body of a person, but there's no doubt it affects a person's mind. So much so, I saw stats, I was blown away, that a mother who smokes marijuana while she's pregnant, there are clear effects in the embryo to the child that's born. A child born from a mother who smokes marijuana, automatically will have a tremendous deficiency. So on the science, on the medical testing of these things, it's clear. But politically, anyone understands politics will know the states are mottering it because they expect it to be a windfall in terms of taxes, in terms of money coming in. It's being used anyway while we make money off it, big deficits. And, you know, there's a big push. Chasdei Hashem, we happen to live here in Florida, where Chasdei Hashem, B'lei Yad Hara, you know, they haven't been successful in legalizing it. But all it takes is one bad election. We'll lose a few votes. You have a Democratic governor in, and he'll look to overturn everything. Who knows? It's a very, very precarious state. Not just here, but everywhere in the state of America, the state of the world in terms of marijuana. And thus, it is very important that we come and address publicly the halakhic issues of marijuana. So, the most basic question any Jew asks, by many things, okay, Rabbi, so tell me, is marijuana usser? What do you say? Is marijuana usser? Is it pasuk? So I'm going to get to that in a moment. Okay? You can say in the Shmartim Nafshei Seichem that you shouldn't have marijuana. Okay? Could people quote you that pasuk and tell you shouldn't take a drink? Shouldn't have alcohol? People quote you those pasukim to tell you that you shouldn't smoke? Right? Right? Okay? It's good. We have some good mikias. But anyone who knows the background, right? Is there an alcohol problem in the firm world? Sure is. Is there a smoking? Is smoking still in vogue in circles in the firm world? Sure is. I guess one of two things. Either one doesn't treat those yisurim so clear and so strong, or people just don't keep their Yiddishkeit so strong. One of the two. I'm not sure which is the Dalnikov schus. Probably the misunderstanding in halacha, the first one, is the better way to say it. But if that's all it's going to be by marijuana, we're going to have a problem pretty soon. So there are people, I've seen quite a bit of literature, halakhic, quote-unquote, literature, hak, of people debating, you know, is marijuana so bad? It's really ulcer? So much so, when they legalized it in New Jersey, the Lakewood Rabbanim got together and issued the psak halakha on it. If they felt threatened in Lakewood, I don't know where we should feel safe. Really, you know, people are debating it. Hey, is this a problem? Is it really ulcer? Yes.
So this still goes back to Gerald's question. Did that sock that came out in Lakewood address recreational or medical?
Okay, so I'm going to answer that. So already, this goes back, I believe, over a year ago. You might have seen a news blurb about it. But the OU, which obviously is the biggest kashrus organization here in America, the OU mattered, they have their hashkacha on medical marijuana. I heard of Moshe Elephant, one of the heads of the OU, say internally they had a major debate on the topic. Major debate. Really, medical marijuana, what's the kashrus issue involved? you know, for the most part, right, marijuana itself is the leaf. There's no iser on it in terms of kashrus. But if you put it together, however you want the brownies, right, if you put it together in some edible food, so the edible food, obviously we need some hashkacha. So that's where the OU got involved. And the OU internally, or by Elephant, revealed that the debates were, if we matter medical marijuana, will that be viewed as the OU making marijuana kosher? And therefore be an excuse and a heter for people to use it outside of medical need. That is what the Rabbanim within the OU debated for a while. They came out to permit it. Sounds like for two reasons. First of all, they felt that the people that are going to do marijuana not really care what the OU says or not. And using the OU for cover sounds pretty weak. But secondly, if it was just that argument, I'm not sure they would have mattered it, is they did hear from people that Rahman and son were very sick and were utilizing medical marijuana, and they felt it was very advantageous to them. And that those two factors, he said, was why the organization mattered it. I could definitely see other organizations not agreeing with that line of thinking. You know, it does sound as a dangerous step. In LMI, you have to weigh. There's a need. You know, if there's a need for people that are sick to have medical marijuana, which would be a means of easing their pain and they could live their life as a Jew, as a Yid, and go about their life, okay, there's room to debate that, you know. So Shaila also, are there other means to ease their pain? Are there other medicines that could go on, which those who know, those medicines also might have bad side effects. It might also be dangerous, addictive. So it's a very, very challenging situation to be in, weighing, should we give a heter to medical marijuana or not? But the OU already, I believe over a year ago, gave this heter, and they're willing to to matter such a thing. Lemaisa, in terms of recreational, non-medical use of marijuana, there is a clear psak, or I should say, maybe not so clear to some people, but there's a psak written by Rav Moshe Feinstein on this topic. He was asked his shaila in 1973, after the crazy revolutions, you know, the end of the 60s. So it's clear from the tshuva he's addressing the issue already crept into the yeshiva world. He's addressing yeshiva bachrim who were involved with this, who were asking the shaila. And I would like to go read through the entire tshuva to see Rav Moshe's position on it and to explain it. I think this tshuva needs a lot of explanation. So if you know Rav Moshe's tshuvas, this is relatively a short tshuva, but it does need a lot of explanation. And just last night, I listened to a shiur where I heard two people from the Torah world, called Talmidei Chachamim, debating this, and we'll see soon. I don't think they understood what Rav Moshe was saying. So Rav Moshe talks about the Iser Ishan Saman, top left side of your page. Hinei b'davar asher eschil eizu bachar me yeshiva. In the matter which some bachar in the yeshiva started, lashon chashash, ashish, marijuana. Pashat shu davar aser. It's pashat to me, this is prohibited. Mikamer ikrei dinam shabatara. Based on multiple major halachas in the Torah. And he's going to go through them. Chadil, firstly, shumakalkul machlas aguf. It hurts, destroys the body. Va'av nimsa izar anoshim bruim shulamazim kolkach. You'll find people, look, not everybody dies from lung cancer when they smoke, right? The best advertisements of the guy is, I'm smoking a cigarette every day and I'm 85 years old, right? You find people, Ramosha's terminology, of some strong people, it doesn't affect them so much. Of course it affects them, but it doesn't affect them so much. They live to tell the tale. Avul makalkul hu es adas. Ramosha argues further, but it definitely messes up a person's brain. They don't understand things well. This is even worse. Not only does that hurt a person that he's not able to learn Torah properly, it's also going to hold him back from davening and for doing mitzvos. If you do it without the proper mindset, it's as if you didn't do it. That's argument number one of Moshe. It's going to affect your body, and even if it doesn't affect your body so much, it's going to affect your das, your brain. Argument number two, va'od. Shugorm taiva gdola. It causes a tremendous desire, a lust. Ashu yosu mitaiva sachila, which is more powerful than drive for food. L'chadome. Similar things, a trichem la'odam l'chiyusa, that people need for life. V'yeshu yochlut samtim la'ava taivasam. There are many people that cannot control their taivas. They become addicted. Fu iser achomer. Then Ramosha goes and says, big move. And this is the chomer iser, Shenemer b'bin soru more. This is what the Torah says about the rebellious child. Rav Moshe and the rebellious child. Right? This is the Isser of ben soru more. Al taivas ayosu gdola sheyesh lo l'achila avshel achila kashrus. By the ben soru more, he was dealing with taivas achila for kosher food. The kol shekein she'asa l'avi atzmo taiva gdola od yoser. Certainly, you can't bring yourself to a stronger pull, the pull of drugs, which is much more of a struggle than just food. And something that a person doesn't need. And you might chepper, you can't make kavel chomers from Hilchos ben Tzora Morer. You're going to say this is worse than ben Tzora Morer. Halakhically, what right do you have to make comparisons? In Gemara, we have a concept, ein onshin min adin. We can't punish a person based off a kavel chomer. You can't say, look, if ben Tzora Morer is usher for eating, certainly drugs, which is more powerful, should be usher. You can't punish someone based on that. Makom makom, Ramosha says, li suravani over alavze. But when it comes to just the plain Isser, I'm not going to punish you for ben Tzora Morer. We're not going to give you malchus for taking drugs, at least in this country, right? According to Beis Din. We will not give you malchus for that, because ain't onshin min adin. But you'll still be over in a chomer Isser. Vika gamatam. The Gemara says about Ben Tzora Morer, the end result's going to be they're going to steal from people. People who have a drug addiction. Many times comes to crime. So that's his second argument. Not only is there a health issue, which is really, like the Talmidim said, Nishmartim Nafshosechem, there's a second issue, an Isser Ben Tzora Morer. Thirdly, the ode, Sha'ava Aim Shal Elu, Shema'anshim Zemitsarim Ode, Asher Over a Mitzvah Kibla V'Aim. Which mother and father are going to be proud that their kid is doing drugs? They're going to be very upset. Oh, so you're not listening to your parents. Keep it off aim. You violate. That's issue number three. Answer number four. Va'od iser haseh dekadoshim tiyu. There's an iser of kadoshim tiyu. You should be holy. Kapirish Ramban b'chumish. Like the Ramban explains in Chumash. And for a person to be involved, the Ramban goes over there and talks about novel b'rishus ha-Torah. Is the Torah says certain things are asur, certain things are mutter. But even things which are mutter, if you overindulge in them, you're sitting in the, you know, you go from one five-star glatt kosher vacation program to another. So that could also be sometimes called novel b'rishus ha-Torah. You're being, there's no good translation for novel, but disgusting with the kashrus, you know, authority of the Torah, which is also not permitted. Then he gives another clause, the gamim garmin l'isurim harbi acherim avadzeh, it could cause many other isurim. And Ramosha concludes the final four lines. Sof davar hu pashut ubarer, simple and clear to me, shirim isurim chamurim, this is one of the most chamur isurim, most stringent, bad isurim. V'tzarech l'shtadu b'chol yichoz la'aver tumazumi kol b'nei Yisrael. People should try very hard to get this problem out of Klal Yisrael. Uv'prat me'ilu shlomdim b'yeshivas. And certainly from the Bachrim who are learning in yeshivas. Signed, Moshe Feinstein. So, Rav Moshe, to summarize, says there's four issues, an issue of health, Nishmartem Nafshoseichem, an issue of Taiva, of which he says is the Isser Ben Sar Morer, Kiba V'Aim, and fourthly, the general clause of Kedoshim Tiyu. Just yesterday, I heard someone say over this, Rav Moshe, two people debating it, talking about it. And they said, and I believe this tshuva is going to become under a lot of scrutiny and a lot of people are going to turn to it because this is the one thing standing between them and marijuana. And especially people know the marijuana business is quite lucrative. And anytime there's a chance to make money off it, I'm sure people, you know, Jews are, always have a good mind for business. And okay, I could get the OU to certify kashrus, at least of medical marijuana brownies. But people are gonna, you know, they see what could they do about this. And so I heard mamish, two wonderful Talmidei Chachamim reading this tshuva, and they say, look, end of the day, what does Rav Moshe really have here in terms of like halachic, you know, wall to stop people from having marijuana? Health issues. He wrote this tshuva. I'm saying over what people say. He wrote this tshuva in 1973. There's more medical data since then. You can find data that says not so bad. Do people poo-poo nishmartim nafshoseichem when it comes to smoking? Do people poo-poo nishmartim nafshoseichem when it comes to alachayim and nachalachayim? That's one of the actually the first questions people ask. Rabbi, if you're going to ask marijuana, why don't you ask her drinking? What's the difference? Not so simple to say what the difference is. People say alcoholism, we have alcoholics in the firm community. Bachrim, go from Shalom Zacher to Shalom Zacher, Kiddush to Kiddush. Why don't you take a stand in that first before you go to marijuana? Shemartim Nafshoseichem. People could chip away at that. Ben Soror Morer? Sounds like the biggest Kiddush Rav Moshe Feinstein never said. Isn't there a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says Ben Soror Morer never happened? Then so are Maurer. That's the problem with marijuana? Oh. When Moshe says a Chiddush, I never heard of a practical Isser Ben Sorer Maurer. I don't know. Kibud al Ve'eim. Rabbi, if my parents knew half of what I did, you know, yeah, that'll be a problem. I won't tell them. It's not with their problem with Kibud al Ve'eim. They know about it, this. So we can have a share in Kibud al Ve'eim. If you violate Kibud al Ve'eim, if you do something, if your parents would know about it, they wouldn't want you to do it. Probably. But Kibud al Ve'eim, Rabbi, everything is Kibud al Ve'eim. Kedoshim to you. Okay, you can tell me that I violate Kedoshim to you when I go to a 5-star hotel for, you know, in the summer. So, okay, the same rabbi that screams about too much sushi and too many trips to Dubai, you also scream about marijuana. Okay, I'll shrug it in the same breath. So tell me what concrete isser is standing between the Jewish world embracing marijuana just like the secular world. Hush of a guest from Muncie. Thank you very much, Dr. Welton, for your years of service to the firm community and for those beautiful synopsis. I actually started a little bit with some of the medical facts, but I'm not a professional. You know, Dr. Welton said over that the effects of marijuana are clear to a person's das, that if a person would smoke marijuana at night, there ain't no way that he's going to be able to daven clearly the next morning, which is exactly Rav Moshe's first point. And it's, to me, it's something that whatever you want to poo-poo when it comes to lung disease, which might be more long-term from smoking, or even alcohol, who says every hangover you can't daven the next morning? Marijuana is much worse. I agree. That's Ramosha's first argument. It's a very interesting argument if you understand the depth of it. You could dance around, okay, how much effect it's going to have on your body. Long term, this. What about your mind? The whole essence of a drug is it gets into your mind. It controls your mind. Rav Moshe says he doesn't bring a makor for this because this is pashut and barur. This is kol ha'torah kula. Yiddishkeit needs a person's das. The essence of a person is his mind. How could you learn? How could you daven? How could you do mitzvos without das? I'm not getting involved in the halachas of mitzvot tzrichas kavana or not. This is even more basic than kavana. It's das. Zombies can't do mitzvos. People have to do mitzvos. People are a person's das. I just had this chus a couple weeks ago when I went with the Chashuva Talmidim to New York. We had a wonderful meeting with Rav Aaron Schechter, Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Berlin, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, the oldest Rosh Yeshivas, and a tremendous Machanach. Talmud Muvok of Rav Huntner, who himself was such an amazing Machanach. And we really had a wonderful ability to have this whole back and forth with him. He gave us all the time in the world. And Rav Aaron is known to be somebody, he makes comments. One of the boys' hats was probably not up to par. And he said something to the boy. You know, you call that a hat? And this boy, a little chip on his shoulder, fought back. He's like, why do we have to wear hats anyway? You know, a very nice, basic discussion happens in yeshiva all the time. But here, you happen to have the discussion with one of the Gedolei Yisrael. So in yeshiva, you know, the different angles of how Rebbe would deal with the question, you know, he'll say, oh, because it's Kavodik. No one wears hats today. That's because JFK is inauguration, took off his hat, and okay, you know, it's not so in, you know, but it's still Bakavadik. You know, it's not the easiest argument for a 17-year-old kid to hear. But Baron Schechter, with his godless, cut straight to the chase. He says, what's your head? What's the ikar part of a person? His das. Right? We say in Zmiris and Shabbos, in Dror Yikra, the he keser the roshecha. Your das is the crown on the person's head. The essence of a person is his mind, his ability to think. We wear a hat, Rabbi Aaron Schechter says, to give honor to the most honorable part of our body, our head. It's our crown. Rabosai, our Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit without das is not Yiddishkeit. It's such a strong argument Rav Moshe makes. Rav Moshe argues, Od Yoser Chomer, he says, Makalklas Adas in Rechom Lahav and Dover LaOshro. You can't understand the Gemara well. She says, Od Yoser Chomer, Shalavad Shalmaneh Atzmo Milimar Torah Karoi. If you don't do it with the proper mindset, as if you didn't do it. Rav Moshe, where's your raya for that? It's called Torah Kula. It's most basic. Torah requires, mitzvahs require, tefillah requires a person's das. You're going to damage your das? Of course that's usur. People don't see Chomer Yisurim here? Maybe you should read it a little closer. That's quite Chomer, if you understand what the essence of a person is. Step two, Ben Sora Morer. Say, he said before, oh, I never heard such an Isser. When are you ever over Ben Sora Morer? I thought it didn't exist, right? Rav Moshe understands that the basis of the Isser Ben Sora Morer is a person that gets it's a kid who gets involved in something that he can't control. I have on the sheets, there's a Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin that talks about the Isser Ben Sora Morer. And he says, if you look at it, what did the guy do? He stole some meat. He did an Isser Geneva. Where do we find in the Torah that an Isser Geneva is Chayiv Misa? Where do you have such a thing? So the Arama says, because it doesn't stop by Geneva. You're going to come to kill. So for Listem and Sabrios. And furthermore, right? Okay, if you're just going to kill, then you should get Sayif. Why'd you get Skila? You're also going to come to Machal Shabbos. Why? Where does this come from? The answer is the Torah knows the trajectory. When a person has no control, he's going after a taiva. He's driven to something. A person has no control, the next steps are going to happen. I saw Rav Zev Cohn brings in his Sefer Shal Teshuva Zayis Ranan another step. He quotes the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, which really, I believe, is the underlying theme of Ben Sora Morer. Gemara says there, Amal Rav Chiya Barei Otishti Sama. Rav Chiya said, Rav said to Chiya, his son, don't drink this potion. Perish Rashi, Otishti Sama, Osimu Lishto Samim. Don't get into having these drugs. Nation, tikva behem vest, because it establishes a pattern. V'yelibcha sha'olcha, and your heart's going to desire it. V'tivser ma'os. So he writes in beautiful Hebrew and English. V'haynu shechazal beruach kalchem, gilulonu koch ha'moshech she'yipakich ha'samim. Look at the power of addiction that you have by these things. Shemish margal atzvo behem. Once you get accustomed to them, miskamer alayim, you become addicted to them. The sofer lefazim monoi. It's going to change and destroy your life. That's the understanding that Ramosha has with Ben Sora Morer. The Isser Ben Sora Morer is not to bring upon yourself a taiva that you can't control. And therefore, that's what taking drugs does. And, you know, it could. This is even without the argument, which some in the medical field will say, whether marijuana is a gateway drug from there to other things, which many people say it is. But even within marijuana itself, one of the first stats I quoted to you was once people start taking it, the numbers in America of heavy usage is shooting off the charts. Pun intended. But, not really. But once a person starts taking it, take further and further and further, that's the koach hataiva. That's the iser in the Torah of Ben Sora Morer. Yes, Josh.
Why aren't we taking this back all the way as far as Ishkaneva to Noah, the entire generation? And then the second thing is this issue of Taiva.
Yeah.
Going back to another region of Taiva.
I see Josh as a student of Bereshis, right? He's going from Bereshis to Noah, right? But you're right. 100%. Right. The Bali Musar there talk about too. The Mefarshim talk about. Right. You know, the Psak Din and the Dora Mabel from Geneva. And they talk about, you know, it wasn't just the Geneva. It was their Midos Rolls that was maybe a Simon Ladover. Not necessarily, it was a proof to it, not necessarily the cause of it. And you're right. Taiva is something you trace back. Right? Getting really philosophical. Go back to Adam Arishon and Taiva. Yeah, that was what he was nichshol in. And it's interesting. You know, the Mefarshim point out, he was nichshol in that, he was also nichshol in Enoch Hashem Al-Kacha, the most basic of the Asaras Adibros of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All these things are interconnected. But you're right, since the beginning of time, Taiva obviously is the human challenge to rise above our guf, and not to be addicted to things, not to run after Gashmias. You know, there's Madregas, there's running after Gashmias, and there's addiction to them is a very, very dangerous situation. Ben Sora Morer, the Torah is defining, that's the poster boy for addiction. And the Torah says, you know what? Let's end it now. Yamos Zakai va Yamos Chayev. You kill the child before he's a bar onshin. You kill him because, hey, it's going to lead to worse and worse things. And Ramosh is saying, even though we can't make a kal v'chomer and punish based on that, but the iser is such a chomer iser. This is the iser ben Sora Morer. I do not know of any other case in Ramosh's halakhic psakim. I'm not sure I ever heard in any other psak of someone defining you're violating the iser ben Sora Morer. Rav Moshe put that and brought that right here by marijuana. This is the Isser Ben Sora Morer. If a person does this, you're violating a very chomer Isser. It's interesting. You know, look, you want to debate. After Rav Moshe made those two arguments, he threw in Kibbutz Al Va'Eim, he threw in Kedoshim Tiyu. I would grant you, even if you tell me those are just add-ons, fine. He already has enough firepower with his first two points, with the damage to one's das through marijuana and the violation of the Chomer Isser of Ben Sora Morer, that it's already game over. In fact, for the people that say, you know, they don't see so many Chomer Isserim in this tshuva from Ramosha, I don't think they can read the tshuva from the beginning to the end. Because if you look at the end of the tshuva, Sof Dover, Moshe summarizes what he just said. This is one of the most chamer, the most harsh, the most major isurim a person could do is to have marijuana. And then people read this tshuva and say, I don't see how concrete Rav Moshe's isurim are. Rav Moshe sure thought he was saying something strong. Rav Moshe called this meisurim al-chamerim. What's pshat? So I'll tell you pshat. As Dr. Walton said, the danger to das, you can't daven the next morning. You can't learn. Ben Sora Mora is a very, very chamer isser, which this is the violation of it. You're subjecting yourself to taiva. If you didn't get involved with drugs, you wouldn't be addicted to it. Now that you got involved, obviously people, drugs may not be the underlying problem in this person's life. And that's why you turn to drugs. Obviously there are people have issues that have to be dealt with. But drugs is not the answer. Good question, but Rav Moshe didn't. Rav Moshe didn't say this by alcohol, Rav Moshe didn't say this by smoking, he said this by marijuana. It's different. It's different.
I believe by smoking, now, he didn't say because he said nobody's going to listen to him anyways, he's going to create another category.
Yeah, but it's also very important in a post-secular Rav Moshe is somebody that knows how to gauge it. You know, if every problem in the world is the most chomer thing, that people tune you out. You have to, when it comes to halacha, and you ask a posik, a shayla, not a rabble-rousing, you know, rabbi, a posik, he'll give you the clear-cut halachic answer. So the clear-cut halachic answer to smoking, Moshe paskin on, alcohol, fine, marijuana is different.
Could it be the alcohol is always so ingrained in the society that he thinks?
No, I don't know. Yeah. Sure. Yes. So thank you very much, Dr. Walter, for addressing the difference between alcohol and, I'm summarizing for our home audience, alcohol and marijuana, that there is a big difference. And Lamaisa, this Shiloh was asked of Chaim Kanievsky. I'm not sure this psak is so well known, especially the language he uses. I'm sorry, in some of your sheets, it got cut off. But you should write it in because it's so good. Everyone knows Reb Chaim is the king of the terse one-line statement. If you ask Reb Chaim a question, Aser or Mutter, he usually says Aser. Just one word answers. Many posts can give you one word answers. Reb Chaim goes beyond that. Here by the Shiloh, Reb Chaim used extra words. And listen to what he wrote. Reb Chaim said when he was asked about marijuana, Zug America, tell it to America. Das is the Sam Hamaves. This is the drug of death. Psak from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, a couple years ago. They're hawking about marijuana in America. Reb Chaim said, tell it to America. Say it straight. Marijuana is, drugs are a drug of death. And Lemaisa, you know, in summary of what we're dealing with today, you know, it was, there was this psak, this called Kori, that went out from Lakewood just like a month ago, where the Rabbanim, the Rosh Yeshivas, not only stated clearly that it's aser for anyone to take marijuana, they even went as far as saying that anyone who's involved in selling things, anyone involved in the process, you know, of these things is 100% aser, and they even use pretty harsh language of banning them from the community. Now, in today's share, I haven't addressed CBDs. Maybe Dr. Welton could talk about it afterwards. But that's a little more of a gray area. It's not exactly marijuana, but it does have the same effects, not the same effects. Unfortunately, it is also something that's getting more widespread. But what exactly are the effects? I don't know. I would just say once you inhale what marijuana is, and you understand how chomer and iser it is, to judge a shiloh of something which is less than that, but you first have to understand and take a deep breath, right? Understand what marijuana is. Once we understand that iser and how chomer that iser is, then we can deal with things which are, you know, somewhat connected to it. But so Lemaisa, what we went through is there's a clear psak from Ramosha that's 100% usher, and his arguments, Lanias Daiti, are very strong. He has a very strong argument in terms of the Shnartma of Shosechem, not just your health, but your das. And the das is the essence of a person, and if one loses that das, you have nothing. You're not doing mitzvahs. You're not a Shomer Torah mitzvahs. You're not keeping the mitzvahs. If you're doing it in a way, you brought upon yourself in a way that you're doing without das. And secondly, this very, very chomer iser ben sorah morah, which may not exist in any other occasion, but to bring taiva on himself, to bring this loss, this addiction on oneself, is a very, very chomer avera, and that makes it very usher. At the same time, anyone who knows, it's on people that have addictions to drugs, even just marijuana, is a very, very dangerous situation people are in. And whatever, as a community, we could do to help people who have drug addictions, which is a major problem in the form world today. It's a major problem. It's only getting worse. And with my little knowledge of what goes on, what makes it even scarier that there's a whole organization, Amudim, which is a wonderful organization, working with Gedolim and addressing this issue. But there are multiple programs, you know, Rabbi Dr. Tversky, Lava Shalom, passed away, ran a program in Pittsburgh for many years. There are programs in different spots. I know a few people involved with them. The unfortunate of what I understand of it is there's no clear answer for everybody. For some people, this program works well. For others, it's rachmanis on a failure, and they could be a carbon, even after going to rehab. And when you're dealing with a machla, where there's no clear vaccine, you can't just, okay, person has a drug issue, we'll send them to this program, we have the money, we have the support, we'll send them this program. You're rolling the dice. Who knows if that kid will ever recover? Who knows if that person will ever recover? And it's not one size fits all. It's definitely does not work for everybody. And thus, what we as a community have an achrayus is the prevention. To stop a person before he smokes. To stop, really, you want to talk about a share. Yeah, really, this is to me all the more reason why you should asr smoking as much as you can. Because just a plain cigarette, plain vaping, this is a next step. If they didn't smoke, they wouldn't come to marijuana. So whatever we could do to keep people away from these dangerous, dangerous vices. You know, it's, you know, in the world, there are many, quote-unquote, bachrim, who experiment with cigarettes and then experiment, we're walking a very, very, very dangerous path. And really to be on top of, you know, Nishmartam Nafshal Seichem in general, but specifically for sure in marijuana, this should be a share that's given in every yeshiva, in every Rosh Yeshiva. Clearly go through the tshuva. Don't let anyone tell you a bad pshat or Moshe saying. It's clear. I think anyone of stature who reads through this tshuva will understand that Rav Moshe has a very clear isser, which just like in 1973, he said it's an isser chomer, same thing as in today. Kanievsky says it's the drug of death. And the more we educate people about this in, as a preventive measure, the more Be'ezus Hashem we can save people from going down this very, very dangerous path. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should help all these people find fulfillment in their lives, and Be'ezus Hashem, we should see no longer find any korbanos falling to this machla. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a wonderful, safe week.